escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Little looping line drive. That's going to fall in right field for a hit. On to score 8. And the Red Sox take a 4-3 lead in the bottom of the 8th inning. Didn't hit it hard. It looked and sounded like it was off the end of the bat. Just a little flare pulled into right field. But it fell in. Another big hit for Abreu.
That game-winning RBI from Willie Abreu was the call of the game, brought to you by Nissan Northeast. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com. As you heard, Red Sox win 5-3 in the game that was almost 24 hours in the making. Rain delay from last night. We get a 2:30 start. Brian Baio gets the relief slash starting nod in a weird way.
That was a nice win for Baio today.
A nice win
great
for Brian Baio here at Fenway Park, where WEEI Afternoons is broadcasting live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. Willie Abreu with another big game, a little different. Wasn't an inside-the-park home run or a grand slam, but big game-winning RBI there. And dare I say there's a little momentum with the Boston Red Sox, a little positive momentum. Fitzy, you want to update me on the tote board?
They are flirting with being relevant again, Andy, and it is both joyful and as hopeful as the faces of the children outside our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio out there.
Oh, the mohawk is sweet.
Yeah, kid with the mohawk right there. I wish I could give him. He gets free glizzies. You get free, and it's not going to have Skyline on it. There's momentum building right now. Andy, your Red Sox, in order to achieve their goal of going 92-70, need to go 49-26.
And Brian Baio
adds
his name to the list of starters that suddenly feel like you can count on him, Ted Johnson. Brian Baio just keeps pumping out quality starts. He's not Baby Pedro. Thankfully, we put that stupid nickname to rest and to bed. But if you want a middle-of-the-rotation quality starter, suddenly Brian Baio is one of your guys.
Yeah. No, this is...
You feeling it?
Good. No. You guys are out of your minds.
He's jacked up like he had
positive,
five
vibes. I mean,
yeah,
look,
you're at Fenway Park. It's a 5-3 win. There's another ball game. How can you not get caught up?
He had five luckies. I'm wearing a Ted Johnson shirt. Are you Debbie Downer?
I just like to look at things a little bit more in depth. You know, I mean, they've won 3 out of 4. That's great, but one of the games they won, they basically had the answers to the test. They knew what the pitchers
still
were.
Counts.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it does, but okay. It doesn't give me a lot of hope and faith that they've turned it around. Just winning 3 out of 4 against an average Cincinnati Reds team. So, no, I do not share in you guys' enthusiasm. I'd like to see, give me, go seven out, you know, win 7 out of 10. Win
that was
five
my question.
In a row. Do, you know, come on, please, guys, to think all of a sudden they have figured things out and turned things around. What would evidence gives you that that would suggest that?
None. It's called faith, Ted. Actually, no, I'm just being a little bit silly.
Faith, you ain't, you know,
well, sometimes great
winning
journeys.
Winning 3 out of 4 is better than losing 6 straight.
Journeys sometimes
that's
great.
That's a fact, Jack.
Great ones actually begin with what, Andy? A leap of faith. Now, what if I tell you this, Ted Johnson? Winners of 3 of 4, if they win tonight, go to Washington, win 2 of 3, as they should, that'll make them.
Well, ask me then.
That'll make them winners.
Worried me, though.
Ask me then.
Because every time I've said they should do something, because, Ted, you said the Reds are a mediocre baseball team. Absolutely. So were the Angels, and they whooped you. Yeah. Like, there are teams that have been feasting on you. Now it's time for you to actually beat some of the mediocre baseball teams. And I'm not saying, you know, full speed ahead, we're rolling downhill, and all playoffs, here we come. But when you look at it, Bayo, as I said, reliable. Aroldis Chapman has become one of the more enjoyable.
All the pitchers not named Walker Buehler have been reliable.
And soon he will be
gone. That's not a big surprise.
Right. Aww. So you're starting to get pitching. You have had some timely hitting. We've asked for it. We don't want home runs. We don't want you jacking for the fences. Hey, Willie Abreu, just hit it over the infield, into the outfield. Let the guy who's on base
score. You guys think
they
figured something out here in this last series or the last two games with the Reds?
I don't know.
When in 2 games ago, they had all the pitch. They knew what pitches were coming. And so,
yeah, but what about the two games before that? They also scored 15 runs.
But I'm encouraged Ted.
But they lost the series against the Jays.
The Red Sox from late April through early May and then again of mid to late June, Andy, would have found a way to be up 2-1, get soaked by the rain, come back the next day, and blow it.
Sure.
The Red Sox today played great defense. Also, by the way, did you guys know Trevor Story was leading the majors, turning 51 double plays?
That's not bad.
Not bad.
Wish they also know
some wins.
More offense.
There was a routine ground ball to shortstop that they tried to collide with each other and ruin what the end of a game. So they almost Red Soxed it.
They almost socked it up.
What's your biggest issue with this team?
My biggest issue?
What's your biggest issue? Number
Still,
one.
Strikeouts.
Okay, how many strikeouts do you have? Okay, so let's not get all worked up about
it. It was under the under, though. I had it under 10.5.
What do they say about a good team? They find a way to win even when they don't have their best day, their best stuff,
their best
whatever. 10
strikeouts has been the benchmark for this
team.
Yes,
it's bad.
They've won games still striking out 10 times, but they have lost a hell of a lot more striking out 10 times.
And I would not advise.
They got lucky that they won, even though they struck out 10 times.
I would advise they not strike out 10 times tonight if they want to win that baseball game. It's a pretty simple first step towards victory for me. But no, I'm starting to, I think, you know, and the top of the order today actually wasn't good. All the damage was done by the back end of the order and something.
Is that what we have now, a top and a back end?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what we have, because sometimes the guys that are at the top get pushed to the back end a day later, so when he's moving the lineup around.
Right.
But Alex Cora did talk about he feels like he's starting to be on the verge of extending his lineup. Having Abreu is back. Mm-hmm. Bregman is on the horizon. Yoshida is not only on the horizon, he's apparently taking some reps at first base. Some
team player.
Bro, a 10-year-old could take those grounders that he's been taking.
Well, actually, a 10-year-old said no and ended up in San Francisco.
Yeah. Ted woke up today and chose negativity, baby.
I decided some
Ted choose violence.
In here like all, you know, happy and joy when this team has horribly underperformed all year.
All year, but not today. Like, don't chastise them for past mistakes and errors and strike. They went out and got a win today. Let's just focus on today. Today was a pretty solid baseball game. It also is one of those, not a 1-1 run win, Ted, but at least a 2-run, a close game where they found a way to not F it up.
And get insurance runs when they needed to. Now, granted, Trevor Story fell off a bag, probably could have extended the inning, maybe made it 6-3.
Sure.
Beyond, et cetera. They did find a way, as you said, to almost socks it up a little bit. But you know what, Ted? Sometimes Dad continues to come home in a bad mood every night. And one night every now and again, he comes home, he's in a good mood. Let's celebrate that good mood and just be grateful for it.
You don't need to tell me how I need to feel right now. I appreciate that, guys. You guys feel how you want.
We're helping
and I'm
going to
feel how I feel. So,
You
need a little bit of pushback. I mean, just,
no, I agree with you. I actually like what you're doing, and I like that you feel that way because I think that's the legitimate feeling that a Red Sox fan, Red Sox Nation, is in right now.
If you polled everybody right now, do they feel like they've turned things around? What do you think your little Twitter poll would say, Patriots fans?
That was very patronizing.
I'm looking down at you, and you
literally and figuratively, you look down.
You think people are bought into this team?
Some people. I think there's a larger portion that feels like you and says, I've fallen for this. I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe again.
You got that right, Jack.
But maybe, just maybe, if this team can build a little momentum pre-Bregman, pre-Yoshida, and then add those to the mix. And then, have you guys noticed that it's a very easy get? I think we should put a request in for Craig Breslow and not the robot Craig Breslow. He's on Nesson every night telling the world he's going to go make trades and make the team better. And
why is he on such a spokesman spree?
Weird.
Because every time I listen to the morning show or the midday show, it's Craig Breslow, and I'm about to say, like, hey, host, come on, that was two nights ago. And it's like, no, was last night's game.
Tom Caron and Craig Breslow every night.
It feels like, and damage I put this control. In my notes, and I wanted to bring this up. There was an article in the Globe a few days ago talking about a prospect, and it just felt like, wait a minute, you know, the team's four games under 500. It just feels like the Red Sox are planting positive stories all the time recently. It's kind of this, they're like, you know, let's just stay positive. Let's keep things positive. Let's keep people kind of, you know, stay hanging in there.
That's what rich people do to the poor people.
But and we're all buying it. You guys are suckers.
It's almost
I'm busy.
It's almost as if Andy, the majority owner of the Red Sox and president of the sports group, owns the biggest newspaper in town.
It does, and it does.
Imagine if he did that.
It does feel like campaigning. When I see Craig Breslow all the time, and there's three people I hear all the time these days. It's Michelle Wu, Josh Kraft, and Craig Breslow, right? And those are the people. Two of them are actually campaigning for a job. They want to be mayor of Boston, right? The other one is campaigning, I guess, to let us know he's still going to add to this team, and they still believe they can get to where 92 wins, Fitzy. He promised it. He started it. We didn't make the number up. I want to remind people.
And we kind of rode with it, though.
We didn't make the number up. Craig Breslow said 92 wins. That's where Fitzy got his tote board, the countdown to 92. Mm-hmm. And that is it still, Ted, a long ways off.
Yeah. They lost 7 out of 8 before they won the last two games. And I'll be honest, I mean, you even listen to Cora. Cora felt like they were starting to turn things around, mentioning all the guys coming back, but just kind of giving little examples of guys starting to figure things out. So, look, I mean, I get it. It's a long season. You got to stay positive. But I don't see any just hard evidence that all of a sudden this team that was been just maddening all season has clicked in and now – they got things.
Well, what I like is I feel like they've backed themselves into a corner heading into the trade deadline. And I love it because they're winning right now. Let's just take this short sample. You win 3 out of 4. You're heading towards the All-Star break. If you win, that's a team that the GM has already said he wants to add to. If you're winning more than you're losing, you absolutely have to add. So all these things I'm reading online about trading Chapman and trading Bregman and trading Duran, oh, hell no. Your GM is on Nesson every night telling me he's going to add to this baseball team, and you're winning games. You're closing the gap. In my opinion, there is absolutely no way they are anything except buyers, and they need to buy something that we've heard of. Remember a couple years ago when they traded for, was it Danny Jansen, the catcher from the freaking Blue Jays, and you're like, wait, that's your right-handed bat addition?
I barely remember that. Sounds
I had to like Google him, and I'm like, no, that's nothing. When they make a deal, I need to immediately say, oh, that helps the Boston Red Sox. They're a better baseball team. So that's what I like about it, Ted. To me, they're boxing themselves into a corner where they are absolutely must-buy scenario.
I get what you're saying. They know that we're going to use their words against them. So they basically, you're not going to be going touting that we're going to buy. And then when it's the time to deliver, I'm trying to see how many games we have left before the trade deadline.
I think they got like 12 before the All-Star break, and then they have 10 after. So I want to say 21, 22.
Okay, so a good amount of time to kind of see what you got, but you got to win 2/3 of your game.
Yeah, and that's
the rest of the way.
That's all they've ever asked for.
Well, but at least to the break to justify, I think, buying.
But that's all Cora's ever asked for. That's one thing he's maintained. Other than they're a good baseball team, he says win the series. Generally, they're a 3-game series. You win 2 games, you lose 1 game, you won the series, right? That's basically what Alex Cora has asked for from this baseball club all year. But I do like when I don't see any way they don't buy. like with what they're doing in terms of a PR spin and winning some baseball games and bringing, we've talked about like riots in the streets, pitchforks. If you're a seller, and don't tell me, oh, well, you kind of sold, but you kind of bought. If you trade anyone away named Duran, Bregman, or Chapman, you're a seller. You're absolutely not
a buyer. And as Bradfo told us when we were here on Monday as well, Giolito.
Yeah.
He feels that's also a punt move, even though he could be extremely valuable to someone and pick you up a right-handed bat you desperately need.
Okay. I'll add him to the group. You don't give me like, but we did add this. No. You got rid of something, so at best it was a net zero, a net gain of nothing. And this could change a lot, Ted. You're right. This could absolutely change in the 22 games. Is that what we just said?
That's 22, 23.
If you throw like another 8-game, 6-game losing streak in there and then just play. Okay, so things, conditions on the ground have changed. But I just think they're playing marginally better baseball right now. Marginally better baseball and beating a team that they probably should. Yes, did they have the answers to one of the tests in one of the games? They absolutely did.
But when?
That counts.
Yeah.
I don't think the expatriate wants us going back and talking about fake wins and answers.
No idea what he's talking about.
He sounds like someone that's been down this road a number of times before, and he's staring the Red Sox in the mirror saying, don't hurt me again.
It's just,
I don't want to get hurt.
It's been that kind of season, though, Fitzy.
You're right.
It's been a season that is, the minute I've gotten excited about this team, they've gone on losing streaks.
Yes.
And they started, you know, making errors in the field, striking out, and a bad base running. It's like, just when you think they figured it out. So why, I don't understand why this time all of a sudden it's going to be different.
Have you seen any Reese's Pieces that lead you toward success, that lead you toward belief, toward faith? What have you seen? If I asked you to play devil's advocate to your own argument, what have you seen that might lead you toward, okay, I like that.
Better starting pitching.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, it's always the key.
Better defense.
Ding, ding, ding.
You know.
Okay.
Roman Anthony.
Ding, ding.
So but that's a few things.
Yeah, see?
It's not enough to convince me that
it's a start. We got to start someplace.
Who's coming back soon? Who said he's ahead of the timeline? Who has a big smile on his face?
Yeah, the timeline. Does anybody know what Bregman's timeline is?
Nope.
Yeah, it's so everybody saw he's ahead of the timeline. What was that timeline again?
We were told the 18th of July, right after the All-Star game.
But originally it was pre-All-Star game. Then they bumped it and said, nope, he's post-All-Star
game. I think that was a Boris thing, which just reeked of PR to me.
And now it might be pre-All-Star game again.
Okay.
We got
okay.
11 games, I believe, before the All-Star game.
They did it perfectly. They got you so confused, you don't even know when the return date is. So when he does come back, you're going to think it's ahead of what the return date was.
He is going to return for the final series before the All-Star break, because I actually think, ex-athlete, tell me this. Would there be value to getting him back for a series, let's say, then he gets the All-Star break to rest, deal with whatever soreness maybe he has, get back, and then boom, he's ready to go second half of the season?
I think the opposite. I think
you want it,
why
you want
you rush him back? It's just like if he was close to playing just a couple days, couple games before the All-Star break, and then you put him out there and he re-injures it, then the season's over.
617-779-7937. We're talking Red Sox. Are you on the Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens side
Woo-hoo!
Of things? Feeling a little optimistic? We got some wins. We got some reasons for hope. Or are you with Mr. Teddy Negativity? Teddy is not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe again.
You're a critical thinker.
This team has screwed him, and he's being overly critical.
I want to believe. I want to be that fan. I want to believe.
Right. I choose positivity. Ted Johnson chooses violence today. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event. We'll continue to break down this Red Sox win, look ahead to tonight's second leg of the doubleheader. We also need to touch on the Boston Red Sox and the Boston Bruins. There is some excitement from Don Sweeney, apparently, because he doesn't think you need to score goals, and he thinks he's going to get better defense next year for some reason. We'll talk about that. And Dame Lillard. Yesterday we talked about Giannis. Is there another former Buck I guess he officially will be a former Buck soon. Dame Lillard, the Celtics made a call. Would you envision Dame Lillard, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum as a nice core for the next leg here of a championship chase with the Boston Celtics? That's up next on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Indeed, at least two members of WEEI Afternoons jumping around after a Red Sox 5-3 win over the Reds this afternoon at Fenway Park. We are in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event. Ted Johnson, though, is a little bit more dubious. He's been fooled before by this team this year, previous years.
Yeah, so, grounded, realistic, okay. Pragmatic. Those are other descriptors, too.
Well, okay, so we have a little bit of a split decision here in the studio. Let's see what the manager had to say after this win. Let's see what his taking of the temperature of his team is. Let's listen to some post-game Alex Cora.
It's great, man. The 0-2 walk, right, and then the homer. But after that, I was talking to the starters. That was a good learning experience for him because every pitch mattered. You know, as a starter, you give up three, like the last one, six innings, you're happy, but there... He needed to make pitches the whole game and did a great job with the runners. Kept in at first. In the last game, they stole two or three, I think it was. Was in command, got the ground balls. We played good defense behind him and a really good one. He had enough to go into the ninth, but we had that guy, you know, 350 for him now. It's amazing. It's amazing.
How nice is it not to have to use anyone other than Chapman and
Sadie? Yeah, that was the plan, and it's hard. But understanding where we're going in the next game, you know, we made the decision yesterday right away, like, hey, it's his game. And if they score five against him, it's his game. You know, we have to save the bullpen. Understanding that tomorrow is an off day, and then we got to, I think, how many in a row after that? The rest until the All-Star break, right. So we gotta be smart.
Was there any consideration that, as you know, he has struggled in afternoon games and moving him out of a game he was supposed to pitch at night and pitch in the afternoon?
No, I mean, he needs to learn, right? And it was at 2:30, so hopefully, you know, that extra hour of sleep help him out. You know, he's a different family now. He has his kids are in town, all that, so he's been getting up earlier. So Paul came outside. He was amazing.
Is it satisfying for you when you put in the pinch runner like that and he scores in the
fast? Not for me. I mean, we prefer our guys to execute, and he took a chance there. He was safe. Willie with a base hit, and then Trevor with a big swing. So, I mean, Toro, again, you know, puts up on play early on, gets a second, great base running too on the fly ball. You know, if the center fielder catches that, probably he doesn't tag, but Lux caught that one and, you know, took advantage of the scattering report there and, you know, the walk or, you know, get on base and Willie put the ball in play again.
With Abreu, there's, you know, first pitch swing, miss, change up. Second pitch, they double up on the change up. Like, you know, that's adapting, right? Like, you know, what have you seen in terms of his, like, is that situational awareness? Is that in-game adjustment?
I got to talk to him about it, but we've been talking about hunting certain areas. You know, we know that there's areas that he struggles with, although he will get you, you know, if you keep going. But there's areas that he will pull the ball in play. He will hit it hard. And,
you know, he did a good job just staying humble in that swing and putting the ball in play, and good things happened.
With that, like, idea of staying humble, when he came up in 23, like, it made such a positive impression. It seemed like he was kind of an all-fields guy who did have...
Took walks,
all-fields, like, the ball in terms of, you know, A swing, B swing, C swing. The dial has kind of turned up somewhat in terms of...
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've never been in that situation, but he had 12 right away, you know, and you start feeling differently, right? And throughout the year, if you look at his body, right, early on, he was underweight, right, because he was sick during spring training. Now he looks stronger. So it's a different body than the one early in the season. Probably he fits stronger, you know, just to let the A swing play. But in this game, I still believe, you know, J.D. Martinez used to say it, like, you have your golf bag, right, and you take the club that you need for that pitcher, right, or that situation. And today... He put the ball in play with one strike, and we got the W.
The other day he said he was feeling incredible since coming off the injured list. Like, what have you seen from him in these last couple of weeks, and how important is his presence?
It's important, and the healthier we get, the better it's going to be, because the lineup is going to be longer, you know. Maybe he'll hit lower in the lineup, and that's going to be good for us, just like Carlos, right? And we just have to stay with him, keep him healthy. That's the most important thing. As you know, last year, after the injury in the dugout, it was hard for him, you know, like being on the ground and put good swings. He was off balance probably the whole time, but he grinded through it. He learned from it. And our job now is to keep him healthy.
Manager Alex Cora after the 5-3 win. And Alex Spear, geez, let somebody else ask a question. It was borderline a one-on-one. Was there nobody at the press conference? Heard Sean McAdam and then Alex Spear.
Pitbull, man. If you're not going to get your question in there, then do what you got to do, Alex.
Those are the two baseball guys, though.
And I know, but I mean, the only baseball was Bradfo. Bradfo, sneak a question in there. Ted, hey, you wanted to hear from the manager.
Yeah.
What did you think of the tone and tenor of his post-game remarks?
Just what I thought it would be. Pumping up is basically mostly the dialogue was him pumping up Bayo, which
you're
should.
Damn right.
I mean, Brian Bayo is having a good year. You
damn
know?
Right he is.
And he, I mean, it's easy. What, the Red Sox had a 2-1 lead when he started the game today?
Yes.
So he had a one-run little cushion. That helps. But he needed to be nails. They didn't want to go to their bullpen. And so the kid's been playing well. So he's very positive about that. But, and I think that's what he does. I think he's the positive guy, even when things are going bad. He picks the spots every now and then where he feels like, okay, I got to lean into him. But it's very rare that he does that. So I'm not surprised to hear Alex Cora excited and positive about his baseball team.
Massive dub on the day, as well as actually just getting the win, Andy, is like Ted mentioned, not having to dip into the bullpen. Getting 5 out of Bayo and then the gas from Chapman when you have the legend of Bernardino on the mound tonight. Yeah,
well, big. And not just not having to use the bullpen. I you know, that old A team, I love it when a plan comes together. I think there's something feel-goody about, we had a plan today. It was Bayo for 5, and then we're going to Chapman. And just having it actually play out the way you thought about it in your meetings with Veritek and everybody pregame, to me, there's a little bit of value in that. Like,
it's huge. Very
professionals.
And it very rarely happens, I think, because...
Especially with this.
Because of the first inning.
Right. Especially with this.
They're the worst first inning pitching team in the major leagues. So the plan you have right before after the national anthem is sung, you know what?
Like throw it out the window. It's gone.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say, a hint of negativity there that I didn't love, Bayo, a little maturing maybe, and now it was negativity in the past, is Dan Ball driving in was like, daytime Bayo, you never know. He's not good in the daytime. And Alex Cora just said, well, you know, it's a different spot now, 2:30, so hopefully the later start time helps him. And now he has his family here, a little different lifestyle. He definitely insinuated that Bayo was partying before daytime starts there. That's the only way you can take that, in my opinion, is that the manager thought he was staying out too late before daytime starts.
That's a great – you just connected the dots, because I would not – look, man, I had my fun after I retired. When I played football, I was all business, but when I retired – you know, hockey players, baseball players, they can go hard even though they got games the next night. So
that's what Alex Cora just said, that Brian Bayo, nights before he was pitching day games, was out too much.
He needed it figured out, because you know why? He was handed the ball for – he wasn't the day one starter.
Gritty,
you know, videoed it. And then we saw what happened.
Big deal.
So he needed to live up to the hype, and he hasn't been. This year, he's a different player.
And now he just falls in line behind Garrett Crochet and Giolito and some of the veterans on this staff. So love it when a plan comes together. The plan was to go Bayo to Chapman. That's what they did. Bayo gave you the innings. Chapman gave you the gas for the save. 5-3 win for the Red Sox. They'll be here at Fenway Park again tonight. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we have a little bit of a bigger picture conversation because Jim Bowden, friend of Alex Cora, former teammate at ESPN of Alex Cora, put out an interesting story in The Athletic today. He polled some general managers around baseball. Who is most likely to get traded at the deadline? And let's just say there's a bunch of Red Sox here that we're going to have to talk about. So a little pre-trade deadline talk from Jim Bowden here next on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.